Peace, 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 peace. Y'all. Ooh, boy. I'm on fire today. It's hot. About 80 degrees today. This is the Oneness Podcast. Man, take a ride with me because I'm riding. Okay. Yeah, I'm riding. Boy, it's been fiery today. I had to check myself and I had to check some people at the same moment. Because I told y'all, look, this is an authentic podcast. It's going to be what it is. But on a lighter note, nah, but don't let people play on you. Don't let people play on your name. Don't let no people play on you. This ain't, we not doing that shit no more. I'm just being honest with y'all. We not doing that no more. Because, you know, that was a time where we just used to let shit fly. And some people like, oh, yeah, let it roll off your back. Everything ain't always meant to be like that. Everyone ain't like that either. And where I'm getting into, you know, this is the Oneness Podcast where we dive deep, baby. We dive deep. And for those that are new to this, when I say we dive deep into the emotions. The emotions being our, you know, the oceans, you know, the limitless, the big ocean, the sea, everything that connects. And, you know, we diving deep and talking about, you know, things here. We talk about not just things spiritually, but we talk about real life, authentic-ish, you know, stuff that some people are afraid to talk about or voice about. You know, that ain't me. That ain't me. One thing I realized about trying to live a life that's authentic, or even just from being in environments that have been inauthentic, from doing behavior patterns that was inauthentic, just things that, again, that reflected so much of not even being honest with yourself, true to yourself, having a true solid foundation with yourself first, you know, really coming into an age or a place where knowing yourself is more important than trying to being in someone else's business or knowing anything else about what somebody else got going on. What about you? What's going on with you? How are you? How are you showing up for you? So that being said, we diving real deep, and then we're gonna rise. And when we finish, it's no deep. How deep we gonna go today? Now I'm just gonna let y'all know that we're gonna dive real deep. Like I said, I come right on. Sometimes I had a moment to where I had to really self-reflect. Because one thing I'm learning upon my journey, yo, like, one thing as a man, or just anyone, emotional maturity or emotional intelligence or being emotionally secure is a very vital aspect, a part of your journey. And that goes along with your mental well-being, your spiritual well-being, and so forth, because that shit has an effect on all of your physical well-being and who you are. Everything plays a role in, you know, how we come to be and how we are ripple effect for everyone in our lives. So where I'm getting at again is like there are uncomfortable conversations we have with ourselves when we really sit down, and those uncomfortable conversations too have to be had with other people. It's a part of polarity. It's a part of balance. You know, I was telling someone, I was like, sometimes, you know, there are people who can walk away from situations or certain things better than others. There were moments where I remember growing up in conflict-driven environments. I thought that, you know, at a point in time, just due to the dysfunction and the programming and the deep traumas that I had, I really believe at a point in time that I thought I had to walk away and it had to be dysfunctional, or it had to be some type of argument. It had to be some type of fight, some type of something that, again, being in that trauma state, being in that state of a wounded place, I really believe like, oh, I got to be like this, or, you know, a relationship has to be like this. And let me tell y'all something. That's far from the mother loving truth, because one thing that I really learned to invest more in and really learn about myself is how much you really have to show up for yourself, and how much that will have an effect not only on all your relationships, but it will affect everyone. Because to some people, it may seem very selfish. To some, it may seem very like, oh, I can't believe you would do this. Why aren't you and so forth. But the reality is, for a lot of us, or those that are coming into this awareness, is that your self-value, your self-worth, which a sister shared this with, she says self-value is your, net worth. Yeah. So your self-worth is connected to your net worth, and, you know, and then your network, you know, how you network and connect with other people is connected to your, I want to say self-value. Yeah, self-value. And so, again, your self-worth is connected to your, you know, net worth. I feel like I'm saying this correctly. Is it network and, yeah, network and net worth. Okay, yeah, so yeah. So your self-worth and then your self-value. So again, your self-value being like your core values, your integrity, authenticity, your belief systems, things that, again, you hold true to you, no matter how anyone else may see it. What about yourself? You know, how do you, are you showing up with integrity? Do the people around you reflect that? And see, I feel like we're all in a very pivotal moment when you're talking about, in the world right now, humanity, the shift, you know, spiritually, consciously, however you want to perceive it, this awakening, Aquarian age, blah, blah, blah. One thing about growth, some may say, is very uncomfortable, but it's purposeful. The beauty of it is just like when a tree grows, or, you know, not only when a tree grows, but when a flower grows. I've always given this analogy that the tree or the flower beside, you know, whatever is growing, is not concerned about how, you know, this tree is blossoming faster, or it, if it's getting more nutrients than this tree. You know, things that, again, that, you know, relating to, you know, some people may are getting this or have this and so forth. And does that flower, the flower being like us, represent us, the tree representing, you know, us individually, it's not concerned about, is this person getting more of this faster than them, or, you know, so forth. That's been the biggest illusion, like this illusion of a rat race. And so, going back to, again, one thing, my topic at hand, is accountability, man. I realized, I was like, wow, we are living in a generation, or have been in a generation, where not to say everyone, but there, people that are running from accountability. And one thing I realized about, again, going into self-worth, knowing my worth through my relationships, what I've experienced, is that no one is going to see your worth, your value, more than you. And that's one of the most challenging and difficult things, is that we want to believe that. You know, we want to believe above all things that this person has my best interest at heart. Just because, let's say, money, just because they have this, or just because that, and so forth. You know, things I ain't gonna go too deep into. But when it really comes to your value, you know, what do you value? What is valuable in your life? For instance, someone that did not grow up in the family with, or someone that didn't really have a lot of material things and so forth, they may value, let's say, a relationship, or value certain things than a person that maybe have grown up in a partnership, I mean, in a family, or, you know, a dynamic where they did have, you know, let's say, a silver spoon, or they did have certain things. And this is from even experiences that I've had, is that, you know, sometimes, whether that person is, they know their insecurities, or they don't know their value, both can be judged. It can be perceived like, oh, wow, you got all this. So, wow, do I need to go out there and work? And, you know, this has been this thing where you see a lot of relationships. Do I got to go out here and do this, and, you know, to be this and be that? And for a lot of us, I feel like that's how we have gotten lost in the illusion of, you know, so much of, just because this person is here, just because this person is here, that I got to meet them there. You know, this whole concept of 50-50. Oh, I got to meet them there. I got to do this. And, you know, and if they don't have this and have that, then they're not worthy. They're not capable of loving me, or they're not capable of taking care of me. It's like so much of this huge responsibility on how we just naturally post to be responsible for the other's person, emotions, their actions. And I'm not saying, you know, we have to do this, but there's this emphasis, there has been this emphasis on that. Like, oh, you know, it's like the world is, and this is where it goes back to accountability. It's like these relationships now that don't stand on anything, you know, really have no value, are centered around, like, you know, let's use the America for instance. It's like when you're talking about valuable things, and when you really sit down with someone and ask them, like, you know, what are your core values? These are things we don't ask people. What are your core values? What do you value? Do you value family like I do? Do you see family important like I do? Do you generationally, what do you want to set up? What are you doing? You know, how do you want to leave a legacy? You know, a lot of things, again, from a culture that has been so centered around what someone can give to them, or even what they can take, you know, a power driven society that has been so focused on, you know, take. And sometimes unconsciously, we don't even realize that we have developed this pattern. What could I take from this person? What could I get? You know, how could I undermine this person? How could I mislead them? How could I, you know, let's be real. How could I use, you know, when I see women or certain things, again, it's not all men and women. When you talk about womanizing, or I call it manizing too, you know, these things we had developed since childhood, like we only seen, or you have people that the survival mindset, they only know to take from a person. What could I take? How could I get in and get out? And then one thing, again, getting back to this topic of accountability, now that the world, when we start to see ourselves, I use myself, now that I start to see my role in the pattern that I will no longer continue, you talking about the courage it takes to be a generational curse breaker of being in environments where you saw women, and this is not everybody, I'm just giving y'all like some authentic shit that I saw growing up. There was a time in early 90s and stuff where a woman could say she was hit on. And I was telling someone this, say she was hit on, like, and go down to the sheriff's department and take out a warrant, you know, saying that a man assaulted her. And then I was telling them, I was like, it's wild how we don't even see the dysfunction, and how this world, or majority of how, well, not majority, but you see how, again, the man can be naturally seen as the aggressor and the woman will not be, you know, or it's easy for her to play victim and cry and so forth. But there was a time where women used to can do that. I've seen it to where someone will be hurt or something and they'll go down there and make this false claim. And now this man has this on his record. I know of people who've been falsely accused of rape and literally did prison years behind that. You know, and I'm pretty sure people know of stuff, is what I'm saying. It's like to try to derail someone, to try to ruin their character in so many ways when you knew that that wasn't, you know, it was so easy for, you know, this society to believe one side of the story. And so now the accountability forces people, you know, to see the balance. This is how a lot of shit is being balanced out right now, is that once I started like hold myself accountable, because I realized I couldn't run from my emotions. I couldn't run from who I was. I couldn't run from the things that I put out, the energy I put out. I couldn't run from the seeds that I've sown, because the only person that could have faced those things, whether unintentionally, you know, good intentions and so forth, you know, I told myself, I'm like, yo, sometimes when it comes back around, I'm not at all surprised. But it's wild when I be sitting here realize like how important it is to live a life of honesty. And it can, for some, it can feel lonely because you're like, man, are there others like me? Are there others that really want to walk in this authenticity, that really know what it is to be honest with themselves and, you know, make peace with things? And are there others that really see me? And I would say yes. It's just a patience. It's just the patience of a lot of things that, you know, in that part of facing yourself and facing accountability, of taking accountability and being responsible for your own actions, it can be challenging because, again, we haven't been in a society that have held themselves accountable. We have grew up in a society and environments where it was always pointing the finger, blaming everybody else, putting it off on everybody else, putting it off and then running from the responsibility or the consequences that, again, karma, or I like to call Saturn energy, how things come full circle where you really see who's been real. And most importantly, have you been real with yourself? So, it's wild, man, because a lot of things that I've been getting major clarity on is like, even in relationships, even in, you know, the economic system and, you know, a lot of things that people aren't aware of because, again, either they're distracted by the world or they're just not aware of what's happening or care to be aware. To each his own. But I come on here and I be sharing some real authentic shit to where it's like, I'm grateful that the corruption all around within ourselves and how we play the role in the corruption. You know, it's just like, how can anything be purified or clean if we don't recognize the what's causing the discomfort, the disease? All the stuff we wanted to believe that was healthy for us, now we're realizing, man, this shit was unhealthy. This pattern, when we thought certain things in hip hop was cool, I was sitting here like, yo. Those that are in tune and, you know, are aware of like what Soul Ties is and stuff like that. Yo, there was a point in time where you really see how the Jezebel, Incubus, and Succubus spirits was running rampant through a lot of these, the R&B, the music, a lot of stuff. I'm not saying like I didn't enjoy it, but it was just the fact of like how certain people, characters were being used to even push that narrative onto little girls and little boys. To show that their value is just only in shaking their ass, busting it open, so forth. Like, literally, and we're not even realizing, like, who are these people? What, you know, and now it's coming out for some of them probably have been either in environments where they've been molested or they have been sexually abused, you know, in a way, whether in the industry and so forth. So it's like you're talking about a spirit or you're talking about a behavior pattern when you talk about these corruptions in these industries and so forth, that there's something in the unseen that people aren't aware of that has happened. When we want to talk about physical warfare, this is a spiritual thing as well for those that aren't even aware of it. So a lot of people now that are coming into their awareness and coming to their awakening and choosing to heal and break generational curses, they're seeing the importance of how it is to protect themselves and hold themselves accountable. To whom is given, much is required. So to be given this gift or given this responsibility to even break a generational curse or chain, or to walk away from a family or an environment or place or country that no longer serves you, that takes a lot of fucking accountability. Because it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of integrity, because you're talking about being in a world full of fake people or in fake environments where people don't even know who they really are. They're trying to keep up with the Joneses. They're trying to put on a front to be accepted. But then I'm like, soon as you want to hold somebody accountable, for instance, my own experience, soon as I want to hold someone accountable for the fucking pain that they've caused, the trauma that I've experienced with them, and when I want to bring it to the awareness, then that's when the shadow comes. Then that's when all, what they say, hell breaks loose. And it really shows you like, wow, it ain't about being right, but it's about how that your light shines, you know, bright on other people's shadow or what they want to hide and no longer can hide. So the beauty of it, they can choose to face themselves or face their own shadow and darkness or their own fears. That's the polarity of all of this, is that when I realize, like, holding myself accountable and then holding people around me accountable, it's important to have a support system where people are also holding you accountable. Be like, yo, bro, it ain't about wrong or right, but bro, like, you know what I'm saying? There's going to be consequences to that. That ain't even cool. But you're talking about a society where, again, motherfuckers don't want to be held accountable. I'm talking about all the way around. And you can see how the scarcity and who really living in fear, because they immediately want to tell about, oh, well, this person did this, well, this person did this, but never their fucking role. And that's what I'm talking about. It's like their role and how they played a part. Because it ain't always about playing a victim. What about being a victor and say, okay, you know what? I can see my role, but I will no longer continue this cycle. It stops with you, is what I'm saying. It begins and stops with you. I had to realize that when it came to relationship dynamics. I had to realize that, like, you know what? This mother lover may not ever see what I see. And that's one of the most challenging things in relationships, partnerships, and so forth. It's accepting with giving yourself grace and giving this person grace to actually learn from their lessons. Stepping away, walking away, being honest with yourself. That, you know what, this may hurt. I may have to grieve, but life goes on. Because a lot of things I realize that a lot of things won't be seen in connections, in the reality of a lot of stuff, until we really accept the fact that we are accountable for our own emotions first. We are accountable for us first. We are responsible for ourselves first. But we have really been programmed to believe the opposite of that. One of the most challenging things I had to experience is that I really saw the pattern of people trying to put their kids before themselves and them not realizing how the resentment can grow, or how they're in them believing it's selfless, but forgetting about themselves is where I'm getting at. And then they, you know, years go by and so forth, where they don't know how to pour into themselves. This is where our mothers and grandmothers and a lot of people, when I'm holding them accountable and say, like, you really don't know how to have fun. When the last time you had fun? When the last time you did something for the first time? When the last time you did something that you feared? Whether it be some type of trauma you need to face, therapy, or even something new, a new experience with meeting new people, getting outside of your comfort zone. You know, really, what I'm saying is holding yourself accountable for your responsibilities. I mean, for your own happiness. And not leaving that in the hands of your children, of your partner, your spouse, or someone else, the government, anything. Putting that, like, literally, that's giving your power away. I see that, like, with society. I'm like, yo, this is what's happened. This is how shit has to be balanced out. It's like, yo, we got to hold ourselves accountable. But the world is teaching everybody, oh, we got to hold them accountable for doing this. But what about you? What about your role? What about holding yourself accountable? Saying no when you know you need to say no. I was telling one of my bros, I was like, yeah, man, you know, that can come a time in your life where somebody may ask you for something, but they may want you to do it. You may feel you want, but isn't there a balance between the need and the want? What do you need to do for you? Yes, people are going to feel a way. Yes, they're gonna be bothered. Yeah, their emotions are going to come. This is natural. That's balance in life. When you have dreams, or when you have something that, you know, that only has only been shown to you, then there's an accountability there. The divine or source, the creator, has given you the vision. You have a responsibility to that, to uphold that, whether people are going to support you or not. There's a lot of accountability and, you know, there's a requirement from that. You know, there's certain moments I tell myself, like, I don't be wanting to speak. And then I start to realize, like, how much better I feel after I let that shit go. Like, after I let the emotion, the anger. One thing I'm realizing on my own path is, like, there was so much pain or so much thing that I realized that happened in relationships with myself. And so many things I took on that I didn't have to. So that goes back to, again, holding myself accountable whether that person does or not. I can't make them see the pain that I've experienced. They won't ever know the depths of what I've experienced. They won't ever see what I'm seeing, you know, in a way that basically to the depths, again, to what it is I'm perceiving or how I perceive it. So a lot of that has to do with me now realizing, like, you know what, no one's really going to do this but me. Until I surround myself or attract that support that reflects that which is within me. And this goes back to your self-worth and your self-value. And, you know, as much as we want to hold people accountable for what we feel they did to us, it takes a lot more responsibility and courage to even show, like, what will not be allowed to happen to us again. And that's standing in your power and choosing, like, you know what? No one's going to change this. This change has to happen with me, within me. I have to be the one to face this, whether they are or not. And so when I'm seeing this generation, you know, or people, it's just like, I'm like, yo, you can really see how sensitive and vulnerable and, you know, avoidant people really are. And that sensitivity, those emotions, like, are built up. And sometimes you can see the victim mentality to where it's like, oh, you know, I didn't mean to do. But where's the accountability to where we know we could have done better? Where are the people that are holding each other accountable? Checking on each other. Are you good? I know this happened, but at the same time, like, that, you know, there's a responsibility that comes with being a partner, a friend in certain things. So it's a beauty in that, to where you have people who really reflect your values and that which you want to uphold. Because there's a lot of fraud that's going to be exposed. There's a lot of fraud, like inauthenticity, that is being exposed right now. All on all levels. You know, I don't care who, your spiritualists, your pastors, community leaders, worldly. There's a lot of things, again, that people wanted to outrun. But it's just as much as we want to hold them accountable. What are we going to do about it? How are we going to hold ourselves accountable to move different? We're in a great position right now. I can honestly say a lot of us that are aware, that listens, you're in a great position right now, because now you can hold yourself accountable and be responsible to move differently, to create a different environment for yourself, to shift and to do something different, something unique. You have an opportunity. We have an opportunity now to rebuild within ourselves and to rebuild and be rebirthed through this whole process of seeing all this shit crumble apart. We have an opportunity now. And who's accountable for that? You. And I'm talking about, like, if you see it crumbling, the ones that try to hold on to it are going to go with it. I'm not going to fool myself and be like, yeah, let me just hold on to this. And knowing that this shit is, like, come on now. I can't ignore it. There's no more ignoring what we know that is going on and what we see happening within us and around us. So ask yourself, where's the accountability? Who's holding you accountable? Not just for other, I'm talking about all the way around. Reciprocity. So I'm gonna leave y'all with that. You know, I got some things to handle. Much love to you all. Now we get to rise back up, swim back up to the depth. I mean, from the depths. and breathe. And now see where you are and realize, like, okay, today, this moment, I choose peace. I choose love. Or I choose to be joyful. I choose to have fun. That's one thing I realized, how far, and even in how, you know, sometimes we've almost got consumed by what the worldly distractions or relation, you know, all these things, again, that really don't reflect our core values. I told myself, man, I'm ready to have fun. I got to choose that. Ain't nobody else accountable for it. I got to choose and get up and like, I'm finna have fun. I'm finna find, either I'm finna have fun or and find those who want to have fun too. And I ain't talking about your fun and going out there doing the drunk thing and doing all this. I'm talking about like people who really do things that like related to joy. Some fun shit. I see you. Y'all take care. Peace and blessings. Shalom.